This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is a reasonably long list of the things that are roiling the economy right now. This economy and the global one as well. Inflation, of course. The Fed, also, of course. A really tight labor market, which has its pluses and its minuses. A general agita, quite possibly. Can't underestimate that. The aforementioned market volatility doesn't make anybody feel better. And also, of course, the pandemic. Increasingly less so in this country anyway, as people and businesses are just done, it seems. But in China, the economic ripple effects are way more so. Zero COVID is the official policy over there, but the strict lockdowns in places like Shanghai, most particularly, as Jennifer Pack has been telling us, are roiling the domestic economy there and starting to spill over into global supply chains. So, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us macroeconomically going.
If you've ever gone to Southeast Asia and bought cosmetics or shampoo, there's a chance Patrick Teixeiradom's company made the packaging. He's based in Bangkok, but
our factory mainly produced from China.
And as one region in China after another has entered lockdown, Teixeiradom has had to juggle production between whatever factories he can find there that are still up and running. Even when he does get products made, getting them out of China is an ordeal.
If you send by land, you might stuck on the border. It's about 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
3 weeks stuck at the border with no idea when supplies will get through.
You don't know. We cannot tell the customer when their production will arrive.
Now multiply this story by every company that produces or needs things in an affected area in China, and you get a web of consequences that circles the globe. Andy Rothman is an investment strategist at Matthews Asia.
Well, everything in China is a mess right now in terms of China's connection to global supply chains.
60% of U.S. firms in China lowered their income forecast for the year, according to the American Chamber of Commerce in China, and more than half postponed or reduced investment. Ollie Wine is a senior analyst with Eurasia Group.
So the global economy is still dealing with scar tissue from the pandemic. It's now being further strained by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's dealing with sustained inflationary pressures. And so this new round of lockdowns, it exacerbates those existing pressures.
Meanwhile, Americans' spending habits have made the U.S. particularly vulnerable to lockdowns in China. Yasheng Huang is professor of global economics and management at MIT's Sloan School.
In the last 2 years, Americans are buying more physical products as opposed to consuming services. And many of these physical products are coming from China. And so it has a bigger effect on the U.S. economy.
It's not clear how long these lockdowns and supply chain problems will last. President Xi Jinping has said just today, China's commitment to its zero COVID policy will be unswerving. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.